You're listening to Irish Sports Talk. Hello, Notre Dame fans. Welcome to Irish Sports Talk, episode 287. Today is another countdown to kickoff episode, day number 48, where it's all about Greer Martini. Greer is a junior from Cary, North Carolina, where he attended Woodbury Forest High School in Virginia. And his height is 6'2.5", 245 pounds, and he plays linebacker and is currently battling it out at the weak side linebacker spot. We'll get into that a little bit more. First, we want to look at his recruitment, and Randall's going to give us the details where that is concerned.
Greer Martini came into Notre Dame as a three-star recruit, wasn't as highly ranked as some of the linebackers were, but he had a very good high school career. He started out, he kind of made some headlines his sophomore year when he was, his numbers for the, his total for the year was 74 tackles, 5 fumble recoveries, and 2 of those were for touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and 6 tackles for loss. So he made a pretty big impression his sophomore year, and that kind of got his name on the got him on the radar for colleges and started paying attention. And then had good year his junior year, and then as a senior, he led the team with 92 tackles and had a game-high 17 tackles against Bethesda Landon was a school, but 17 tackles in one game. So
I wonder if that's normal for a Division One high school, a Division One college player playing high school like Jalen Smith. Do you know off the top of your head if Jalen ever had a game like that?
No, I can't. I don't know Jalen's numbers off the top of my head, but I know the 17 tackles in that win was pretty impressive. And he did visit Notre Dame for Junior Day, which would have been 2013. So he made some of those visits, just like the recruits are doing today. It wasn't Irish Invasion yet. This would have been in March. And he did visit, like they ended up committing to Notre Dame. And he's actually the school he's from, he was actually teammates with C.J. Procise and Doug Randall. So they kind of all got together at Notre Dame. They weren't in the same class, but they all come from the same school. And at some point, I think they did play together in their high school career. But Greer was obviously one of the guys that made an impact, got some playing time as a freshman because of all the injuries that year.
Yeah, he's played in each of the past two seasons. He's played in every game. So the past two seasons, 13 games each, he did play in each of those games. Primarily, he's been helping out against the option as a freshman. He recorded 6 tackles against Navy midway through the season, but he did pick up some tackles in the opener against Rice and kind of throughout the season. His other game of note as a freshman was against Northwestern, where he recorded 3 tackles, and again at Southern California, he recorded 3 tackles. So he has been seeing the field even as a freshman, and a lot of that is true because of the knee injuries that happened in that first season. And I guess now, well, let's talk a little bit about last season, 2015. Again, biggest games were against the option games against Navy. He recorded 3 tackles. Against Georgia Tech, he recorded 3 tackles as well. Other significant games, Massachusetts, he recorded 5 tackles, had a handful against Boston College, handful against Stanford. And I guess I don't know what's going to happen this fall. He's going to be battling against Tavon Coney, and Coney is also coming off the injury. Both those guys missed the spring, and so there's a lot of open space ahead of those guys, a lot of opportunity ahead of them, depending how this fall, how the summer goes, and ultimately how this fall goes. Randall, do you expect Tavon Coney is more gifted athletically, But it seems like Greer has a good comprehension of what Van Gorder wants to do with the defense. So if you'd have to make a pick, who do you think beats out? And I think it's true. I think whichever guy, if one of those guys would have been healthy this spring, I'm very confident that guy would be holding down the job this fall. But being that they're both out, it is an open competition.
Yeah, I agree. I'd say whoever would have been playing in the spring would have won the competition. But since they were both out, I'm going to say Coney's going to win out. But I think we're going to see Greer come in games against triple option. Like we're playing Navy. I think we're only playing one triple option this team this next year. But I think he would come in and start against Navy, against a team like that. But I expect him to be Coney's backup.
All right, that's my expectation as well. Probably the first linebacker that comes off the bench. And even if there's an injury at one of the other positions, he did play Mike linebacker as a freshman when Niles Morgan was suspended and Joe Schmidt was out for this season. He did start at Mike linebacker there. So he can play different positions. So I think he'll be the fourth linebacker in, assuming he doesn't beat out Tavon Coney there on the weak side. As far as social media, Randall, do you have Greer's Instagram?
No, I don't think he's on Instagram. I don't follow him. I couldn't find him, actually, so I don't think he's on Instagram. But he is on Twitter at GreerMartini48.
All right, so give him a follow there. And that's all we've got for Greer Martini. Do check back again in a day or two for another Countdown to Kickoff episode. And until then, go Irish.
Go Irish.